Sechtes Shavuos, Paragimel, Mishnah Aleph. So the Mishnah starts off by repeating something from the first Mishnah of the Masechta. Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba. Shavuos, there are two which are four. What does that mean? Shavuos Sha'eichal V'Shalai Eichal. Someone makes a Shavuos that he will eat or that he will not eat. Sha'achalti V'Shalai Achalti, which ends up being four because he can make a past tense that I did eat or that I did not eat. Shavuos Sha'lai Achal V'Achal. So now the Mishnah goes in to discuss these dinim. Shavuos Sha'lai Achal, a person makes a shavuos that he won't eat, V'Achal Kalshu, he eats even a Kalshu, he didn't eat a Kazayis. He's Chayiv. Divrei Rabbi Akiva says he's Chayiv even on less than the shear that you normally Chayiv on for eating. Normally the shear would be a Kazayis. Over here you Chayiv even on less than that. Is Armulay, so the Chacham say to Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Akiva, Heichan Matzinu Ba'ichal Kalshu Shu Chayiv. Where do you ever find such a thing? That a person eats a kolshu and he's chayiv for an achila of less than a shear, she's a chayiv. Amalhen Rabbi Akiva, chi heichan matzinu b'medaber or maybe carbon. Where do you ever find such a thing that a person speaks and he has to bring a carbon based on what he said? She's a medaber, or maybe carbon. This person has to now. He makes a dibur. He says he makes a shvua that he won't do something, and based on that shvua, he is maybe a carbon. What does he mean by this? What does Rabbi Akiva mean with this taina? In other words, why are you chayiv here even for less than a shear? So he says over here, since the Torah gives a person the power to create his own iser, and then he's responsible if he violates them, so therefore it also holds him responsible for eating the smallest amount, since he intended to aser on himself even the smallest amount. Meaning it goes over here, normally an iser, achila, goes by what a shear is. If a person eats machalos asuris, you have to eat a shear kazayis to be over. Over here, the iser is that he went over on his words. What was his intention when he made the shvua? That if he eats any amount. So therefore, since the violation over here is not so much the food, but it's the violation is being over on your dibur, his dibur was that if he eats any amount. So any amount that he eats, he's already going to be over. The Chacham, on the other hand, they hold and know that a person's das, when he asers himself from eating, he means what normally the shir achila is. And normally the shir achila is a kezayis, so less than that, he's not going to be over. Shavuos Sha'lai Eichal V'Achal V'Shasa. Next, a person makes a shavuos that he won't eat, and he eats and he drinks. Ein Eichayv Ala Achas. He's only chayv one, because he violated the shavuos of eating. However, if he said Shavuos Sha'lai Eichal V'Shalai Eshta, he separated into two shavuos. He said, I won't eat and I won't drink. And then V'achal V'Shasa, then you chayiv Shtayim, because then you violated two separate things. You violated the Shavuos Sha'lai Eichal and the Shavuos Sha'lai Eshta, so you chayiv two karbonis. Mishnah Beis. Shavuos Sha'lai Eichal. Person makes a shavuos that he won't eat. V'achal Pas Chitin. And he eats wheat. He eats bread made out of wheat. U'pas Sa'irin and bread made out of barley, upas, kusmin, and he eats bread made out of spelt. Ein chayiv ala achas. He's only chayiv one because he said I won't eat. Shavuos Sha'lai Eichal pas chitin, pas erin, pas kusmin. If he separated each one, made a separate shvua for each one, and then va'achal, he's chayiv al kol achas va'achas. He's chayiv for each and every achila that he did, since he separated it chitin. So erin and kusmin, he's chayiv for eating all three of these breads separately. Have a good day.